Hey, hey, it's Dermadon DJ, and I am back. Today's topic is going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk about some social media. I have been on social media for years. I'm a 37-year-old mom, and I have been on this since we used Yahoo Messenger chat rooms, okay? And guys, I have seen this so much over the past couple years. I mean, the bullying used to just be about in school. And it wasn't even really that bad back in the day. But I have seen on social media, these kids are trying to be popular. They're competing. They're making YouTube videos. Who makes the best picture? And then people, these kids, other commenting, you're fat, you're ugly, you're too skinny, you have this wrong, or when does it ever stop? I mean, back in the day, the bullying was four eyes, or wobbles, or, you know, it wasn't causing kids to kill themselves. What is up with this? And social media today, it's not even fit for children under the age of 21, really, to be honest with you. And another thing I've noticed, that people are competing with this YouTube thing. They want to make it rich. They want to be like these YouTube stars. And unless they have, like I said, they start with money, or they know someone, this is not going to happen. And then they have friends who are out here, and they've got 5,000 subscribers because they have met this one, or they know this one, or they have a little bit of money, or they can have the lighting, they can have the backgrounds, and they have all this expensive cameras, and they don't. And to me, I think they get let down little by little, and you know, it's all about competition. And I don't think parents really pay too much attention to what is going on with their children in social media. However, I do know that social media does not permit the use of children under the age of 18 in most cases, and if they do, then they have to have it okayed by a parent. Okay. The social media platform, yes, they can make you swear you're 18, or they can make you put your birthday in, but they're not there making sure that you're not lying about your birth dates. They're not there making sure that this kid is not 12 years old and putting in their parents' birth date. I was just watching a couple of weeks ago where one child, a young man, I think he was 16, 17-ish, he had been bullied and picked on in schools and by his friends. He actually set a live video on YouTube and shot himself. It didn't take YouTube very long to take this down, but it didn't take long for another platform to pick this up and use it and publish it. And I really don't think there is a law prohibiting this as it was published. And I mean, stuff like this is things that we don't want our kids to see. And then we grow up. I've also noticed parents commenting, why would you put something like this? There are children on here. For one, children are not supposed to be on there. And if you are the parent yourself and your children have a Facebook or some sort of social media account, then this is your fault for allowing it, because they have to be 18 or above. So, if you're reading other people's posts, don't comment, there's kids here, there's kids here. Yes, I'm sure they understand that, but also taking a fact, your child should not be on social media. And if you are, because I'm guilty, my son's 14 and he has a Facebook, make sure that you are watching them all times while they're on it. He does it just to play the games. He is not allowed to add anybody but his school friends and family. And I do watch that it is set private and no one can send him friend requests unless they message me and ask me first. And this is the way it should be. But this world has got so into fashion. If you don't have the best clothes, the best makeup now, or the best jewelry, you don't fit in. You're never going to make a good YouTube channel because you don't have the money to afford it. And, you know, I have seen it time and time again, kids on Insta, you know, saying, how do you get that big? How did you get that big? Well, they had to have a start somewhere, guys. I mean, social media is just something that I'm looking to. It's going to grow. It's going to get bigger. And it's got a lot of influence over our kids. And I mean, I've seen a lot of deaths, suicides, bullying, just on Facebook alone. And that's not on even only the platforms that's out there. There's thousands. There's dating sites. There's sites that these underage children get on and they talk and they think that they're talking to kids their age and they're not. It's creepers and pervs out there. And nowadays they can find your kids' information just by very little information or by them logging on. Because it shows your direct address. This is dangerous. I think that we as parents need to start managing what our children do in their free time. You know, kind of keeping them off of the internet as much as possible, because it's just going to cause a big bunch of trouble in the future for your child. I'm going to do a little bit more reading and I'm going to get back to you guys on this. If you have a topic that you would like to talk about, I can invite you and we can talk about it live together on here. DM me at DreamaDawnDJ. That's at DreamaDawnDJ on Instagram. And let's chat. Let's do a podcast together. Peace out, guys, and have a great, great, lovely day.